It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
One of the issues that I've seen over the years, I am a big-time PGA fan. I do like watching golf. It's something that my grandfather and I used to do, something that made me feel like a Sunday afternoon was not wasted sitting inside if it was rainy and not nice weather or whatever. We got to watch really cool, depending on the week. But one of the things that I did not like is all the weeks where the PGA had tournaments that weren't that exciting. And one of the things that's exciting in tournaments in the PGA is the major championships. You've got the Masters, you've got the U.S. Open, you've got the Open Championship, as well as the basic PGA Championship near the end of the year. And now they have the FedEx Cup, the FedEx Championship that they have, which is actually, I have found, extremely exciting to have those multiple tournaments near the end of the season. It makes you feel like every week is more important as it is, as they cut down to fewer and fewer people. But there's one tournament that I love to watch every year, and the ratings are always there. It's the TPC Sawgrass Tournament, the Players' Championship. Usually comes middle week of May, 13th, somewhere around the 13th through 17th, somewhere in that area. The Players' Championship has really elevated so many different players that you want to watch, the stars. You've got people who have won it, Tiger Woods. You've got somebody like Ricky Fowler, you know, in 2015. You've got these exciting names that have taken this trophy. I believe Jim Furyk has one. I can't remember off the top of my head if that what year that was. Somebody along the lines like Sergio Garcia. He has a Players' Championship, but he wasn't considered a fantastic historic golfer because he hadn't won a major. But he's won all these other tournaments and TPC. You know, the Players' Championship, the way that I look at it, that golf course is almost as iconic as Pebble Beach. Everybody knows the 17th green. Anybody who knows anything about the PGA knows the 17th green on TPC Sawgrass is the island green that just looks daunting. I want to petition to the PGA to make TPC at Sawgrass, the Players' Championship, a fifth major in the PGA season. It would make things very interesting and keep the pace moving forward throughout the year, because I feel like we just had the Masters. Now it's already been a little over, 2 weeks or 2 weeks exactly, where I'm missing golf. And they have like the Zurich Open this year, this week, the Zurich Classic. Last year I was down in Louisiana, and the year before I was down in Louisiana, and I got to go and see the grounds and everything. That's extremely exciting. It's a great tournament, but it doesn't attract the stars that the Players' Championship does because it's not necessarily as iconic. I would like to see that. Now, tell me, do I know best in this that it would be beneficial for ratings, for the excitement of the game, for the pace of the season and the way that it moves, for the PGA to make that a fifth championship for a fifth major for the PGA season?
Kyle, you do not know best.
Ooh.
Explain.
So first of all, it's understood when there's majors in an individual sport like golf or tennis, bowling, we'll throw that one out there, you have four majors. Why would you add a fifth? Granted, this is a huge tournament. I love watching it along with the other four majors. However, golf is a sport that's built on tradition and history. And I don't think changing that would do anything good for the game. As you said, the ratings for this tournament are already there. I don't think you need to make it a major and change up the tradition and make maybe some older folks upset about this.
Some older folk.
I'm burning you with my eyes right now. Denton,
I don't know anything about golf. I'm not qualified to answer this question. I do know what the 17th hole on Sawgrass is, though. So
everybody knows that.
So if that helps at all, but I'm not qualified to answer this
question. Why are you burning your eyes at me?
Because it's for one, you called me old.
Oh, I wasn't suggesting you.
You looked right at me. I was like, yeah, older folks.
No, I was not suggesting you.
I really appreciate it. I feel like you were. Wow. Okay.
I think he was talking more about like the 60 and 70 year old guys.
But we see other
the people that would call in to the PGA to report
but
a violation.
We see other athletes and we see other sports that are changing as the generations change. Because the older generation is moving on. We don't have Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is gone.
Sort of.
I would make a comment, but we're on a Christian radio station, so I can't say that.
True.
He needs to go back to Waffle House.
The issue is you see some of these older players. You know what I loved about the Masters? The most epic moment this year for the Masters was the introduction. With the way that the Chancellor was able to eloquently talk about Arnold Palmer. And all the young players respected it. And then they went out and just played. It was exciting. It was fun. But you see the reverence in the tradition. I understand that. But some of these people had TPC wins. And some of the players, I look at it from the aspect that it would make it exciting and it would be neat. It would be fun. It would make some of the players more invested in it. So it would attract more players to come and make sure that they're a part of that. If it was a major, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be, though.
Here's what I can see. If they were to make the Players' Championship a major instead of the PGA, then sure, I can see that being the case because PGA moves courses from year to year, and it's honestly the least recognized major. And it's late in the year. People aren't really caring about it that much. I love watching the Masters. I love watching the British. I love watching the U.S. The PGA is fun to watch, but it's just not the same. So, could they turn the Players' Championship into the fourth major instead of the PGA? Sure, why not? Everybody loves the course. The top players show up there. But I don't think adding a fifth major would do anything more. Plus, then they have to add purse money because it's a major.
It already has a higher purse money than I
believe. Even more so.
I don't know if they necessarily
would
have to. The amount of
players, not as many players could play in the tournament.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't think it would be beneficial to the game to add that fifth major. If you switch it to the fourth major, sure, why not? Again, because everybody loves this course.
That could shorten the season too, though. You're onto something, because if you switched like that with the PGA...
Golf goes way too long. It's like NASCAR. Like, they take so long, and it's like, I really don't care that much. Maybe I'll watch Daytona, I'll watch Talladega, and that's about it. Same thing with golf. I'll just watch the majors and TPC.
But see, you're already watching it, though.
Yeah, so you don't need to make it a major. At least adding it on.
I kind of like what you said about switching it possibly, because that would shorten the season up just a little bit. It wouldn't have to go as far into the fall, which would be exciting because you have playoff, you know, golf every weekend, then you have playoff baseball coming up and different things like that. You have NFL season, you have the college football season, so that would make sense.
And I think
lower.
That solution could appease everybody.
It could. Second topic, I will completely agree with your statement. I don't know best. You're a jerk. All right. Here's something that Denton Day is qualified to answer, and I have to make sure of this. But there has been some interesting There hasn't been any talk about Russell Westbrook since he was knocked out of the playoffs. I was going to say, wait, we've been talking about Russell Westbrook so long. I feel like every day there's something new about how Russell Westbrook got another triple-double, and it's fantastic. The reality is as soon as he was eliminated from the playoffs, boom, silence. That's not necessarily the sound of an MVP candidate or even an MVP winner, which everybody assumes that he's going to get the MVP. And it's something that kind of frustrating. But you look at him during the regular season, he played 81 games. He averaged 34 minutes a game, a few more than that. His field goal percentage was under 50%, you know, 0.425. That's not that bad. His postseason averages, though, he had more points. He had a 0.38 field goal percentage, so a lot worse. His three-point percentage was pretty atrocious, like 0.26, I think. And that has a lot to do with the fact that he literally threw up on the court, basically. Just horrible situation. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I wish that the MVP would be, I don't know how they would necessarily do it yet, and I want to ask you guys if I know best in this, but they need to change something about the MVP race to make it more intriguing throughout the whole season, because I feel like they have an award show now that's later on after the season, basically. Who is going to remember this stuff to the point of excitement? They're by the time the award show rolls around and we find out who the actual MVP is, all of the people that have watched the NBA Finals is going to be screaming for LeBron James or whoever comes out and plays lights out in the last. And they're going to be so frustrated. Wait, no, he was knocked out in the first round. Great, he averaged a triple-double. Let's golf clap for him. His team was horrible. And all of the weaknesses throughout the season became very, very, very apparent in the postseason. The team was Russell Westbrook, and he did not elevate his team. He wasn't very valuable to his team because he didn't help the team. He hurt all of the team and the way that they developed. Victor Oladipo made a couple really good shots, but I don't think he made I don't think he tried to shoot very much because he wasn't given a lot of elevation through the regular season. Where did Steven Adams go? Last year, Durant and him played really well together, and Steven Adams was an X factor in the regular season. This year, Steven Adams, where'd he go? Nowhere. You see these different players that seemed to work pretty well when Kevin Durant was there. But now it's just Russell Westbrook and these players, and there's zero, you know, team playing. And the one game they played as a team, they won. The one game they played as a team, they won.
So what are we arguing here?
Do I know best that they need to change something about the MVP voting? I'm still going off on Westbrook.
Well, it's important to remember that the MVP is just the regular season. While you do need to make the playoffs to be in legitimate consideration for the MVP, it's just the regular season. Now, if I had a vote, I would not have given it to Russell Westbrook because, as you said, there's nobody on this team that I look at that he made better. My vote would be to James Harden because I'd look at this team and there's people that he made better. Clint Capella was made a lot better. Eric Gordon was made a lot better. James Harden made guys better. Even Patrick Beverley became a lot more efficient offensively down the course of the stretch of the regular season. So I would give it to James Harden. It's just important to remember it's only the regular season. As much as playoffs are important, that's why you had the finals MVP for. That's why you have, you know, we remember the guys who make it to the finals, and it's great when you have your MVP make it to the finals, and we've had that the past 2 years, but that's not going to be the case every single year. And who knows, maybe James Harden does make it to the finals. It's certainly a possibility at this point, and that's why I would give him my MVP, because he made his teammates better. So I think the way they do it is fine. I think the award itself is just flawed because we're such a number-heavy, focused era at this point that Russell Westbrook's triple-double is so awe-inspiring, despite the fact it's been done before by Oscar Robertson, and he did not win MVP when he had the triple-double in a season. So I wouldn't give it to Russell.
And there wasn't a three-point line.
No, there wasn't, yeah. Yeah, that was... Oscar Robertson is very old. He's very old.
But you look at like what he did, though. This is in a day and age where all of the points are made basically in the paint. Really, all the points are made in the paint. All the rebounds are right there. Imagine nobody on the perimeter, everybody in the paint going for a rebound.
And he's still got the triple-double. The biggest knock on Westbrook is he doesn't play defense. That's one of the reasons he has so many rebounds, because he doesn't contend shots on the perimeter. He'll stand there, but he's not putting his hand up. He goes straight for the rebounds. And that's one of the reasons he had double-digit rebounds a whole year.
Somebody made a video of a lot of his rebounds, too, where his own team was backing up with their hands up, making sure that he got the rebound.
Well, there was also the one from it was game 4 or 5 of the series, and him and one of his, I forget which teammate it was, but one of his teammates went up for the rebound. He came in from the other side. Granted, he was going for the ball, and he wasn't paying attention to anything else, but he stole the rebound literally out of the guy's hands.
Those are issues that you can't exactly just address with Russ. You need to calm down.
He was so focused on being better when Durant left, numbers wise, that it hurt the team.
Definitely.
But go ahead.
It did hurt the team, but it also didn't.
Yeah, they did make a playoffs because they would not have made a playoffs without Russell Westbrook.
Exactly.
Let's just be honest.
So while he didn't help them as much as a guy like Harden did to his team, I don't think the guys on his team were even at the beginning of the quality of the players on Harden's team. So how much could he have actually done for them?
That's true. Although I do think Steven Adams had a lot of potential this year, and it hurt.
And press conferences, too.
And press conferences.
It's true. One of the things we'll wrap up with this. One of the things that is difficult, too, is the fact that Westbrook – He was so focused on being better that he ended up hurting the team. But if this team, quote unquote, makes the playoffs, that doesn't necessarily make that a good thing for the team. Look at what the Clippers are doing. They've made the playoffs multiple years, but would you really honestly consider that team as a contender?
5 years ago, yeah.
But they've made the playoffs. But we're talking about ripping them to shreds and starting, afresh already. And I'm looking at Russell Westbrook and the Thunder. I think 3 years from now, yeah, they may make the playoffs every year with Russell Westbrook. But in 3 years from now, we're going to be talking, it's time to blow up the Thunder.
The difference is the Clippers needed a wholesale change in the whole organization. None of it is working well. Versus the Thunder, they've lost Durant last year. So this is sort of the rebuilding right now, and they already have this one star in Westbrook. Let's give them a few years, get them to bring in a couple other guys, which is another topic in of itself, because who knows who actually wants to play with Westbrook on your team. But if you get a couple other guys in there to accompany him, then they actually do have a shot at being a contender, and he doesn't have to put up a triple-double.
I agree. Do I know best?
I think you know best on this one. Sometimes. I'll give you the okay on this one.